Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit? I'm Dennis Black. 10 years ago, I developed a Texas-sized solution to America's health crisis. I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
It's shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877.
It's time for the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7. We now take you back to the stadium with the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Hallworth.
What a tough loss for Mountain Home tonight. They played well. They come up short 14-10, losing to Jacksonville. Our drive of the game brought to you by Strider Consulting. For all your surveying and engineering needs, contact Strider Consulting Engineering for the future. Well, the drive of the game, it was a one-play drive, and it was a beauty. Isaac McKay with a 55-yard touchdown run for Mountain Home, and it was a one-play, 55-yard drive. That's our drive of the game this evening. Impact play of the game brought to you by AeroVac Life Team, the best thing to happen on the worst day of your life. Make sure you are an AeroVac member today. Bob, we're going to go with that kickoff that Ewan Platt placed perfectly at about the 25-yard line. He pooch kicked it. It just hit and died right there on the field. There was not a single player around from Jacksonville. Mount Home recovered and gave them great field position. They didn't wind up with any points on that drive, but it was a great kick.
Oh, it was a beautiful kick. Beautiful kick.
We're going to take a break, come back, and wrap this one up in just a moment. Again, 14-10, our final score. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
When it comes to cooking meals, drying clothes, heating water, and my home, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable energy option. It costs less to use than electricity, propane, and heating oil. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. And if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. Visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits to learn more. CenterPoint Energy, always there.
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Soon there will be a new library, a new aquatic center, a renovated Pines Hotel, a revitalized downtown, and exciting partnerships with the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff Rising, which is empowering citizens to make things happen, invites you to keep up with our progress by liking us on Facebook. When Pine Bluff thrives, all of Arkansas benefits. Join us in celebrating the return of a strong Pine Bluff.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Oh, man, what the? Oh, here we go again with another commercial in the middle of my show. Look at those buttermilk crispy tenders. Oh, these must be new, huh? Okay, Mickey D's, I see what you're doing. Crispy, crunchy, delectable. Y'all trying to get me with all this deliciousness. You can't. Oh, no. That's too enticing. Well, now you want to break out the signature sauce. Well, go ahead and dip it in there then.
Introducing McDonald's new buttermilk crispy tenders, made with 100% white meat, juicy, tender, and breaded to perfection.
I'm going to go get me a four-piece. I can watch the rest later. Ba-da-ba-ba.
The Bombers postgame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
14-10, Jacksonville gets the win tonight over Mountain Home. Our Dirty Jersey Award tonight is for Hustle. It's brought to you by Studio H and Kicks and Flips, offering dance, ballet, tap, jazz, hip-hop, tumbling, acrobatics, Bob's favorite, those adult fitness classes, team spirit, dance, and cheer. As Bob, we're going to go with the Dirty Jersey Award tonight. I kind of split it between the two kickers.
Yep.
Ewan Platt and Mikey McLean. Mikey with the 33-yard field goal, and Ewan with that great kickoff we talked about. And those kickers don't get a whole lot of recognition unless something bad happens. That's the only time the kickers get the recognition.
You know, normally the kickers get recognition because of the color shoes they wear.
That's true.
They're not traditional. They normally wear lime green or pink.
Different,
or
they do.
They're just a little bit different. Not negative thing, just a little bit different.
They got the job done tonight.
They did tonight. They did tonight, and they ought to be tickled to death with each other.
They split the Dirty Jersey Award. Final stats tonight. Sonny Elliott of the Baxter Bulletin compiling our stats. Mountain Home outgains Jacksonville by 37 yards. 304 for Mountain Home. That's the first time this year Mountain Home has been over 300 yards of total offense. 267 for Jacksonville. Junior Williams, 28 carries for 142 yards. Isaac McKay, 19 for 113. Liddy had 3 for 31. Jacksonville, they get 117 yards from their quarterback, H.D. Martin, 76 from Sean Ellis. Mountain Home, 1 of 3 through the air for 16 yards. Jacksonville, 5 of 15 for 74 yards on the night. Jacksonville with the win improves to 2-4 overall. They are 1-2 in conference play. Mountain Home falls to 0-6, and they are now 0-3 in the 6A East. We're back home next week as we've got homecoming next Friday night. Marion is in town for homecoming next Friday night, and be a lot of folks, of course, on hand for that. Hope you can make it out for the game. I tell you, Bob, Bombers played better tonight.
Played better, you know. The stat I just stood out was we outgained them offensively. You know, we're right on the verge of being a real good football team. I know people find that hard to believe. But we're just one or two plays offensively, it seemed like, every drive from having a good drive, mm-hmm. whether it be a negative play or, you know, a missed a penalty or something like that. And, you know, if we could cut those out and be more consistent, you know, golly, Junior and Isaac and them guys, they can run the football. We just can't make mistakes when we're doing that.
You bet. Again, the final score, 14-10. Jacksonville gets the win. That's going to do it for our broadcast from the stadium. We've got the Pine Bluff Rising scoreboard show coming up at the top of the hour. In the meantime, Matt will check scores around the state for us with our studio report. That's coming up next. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam! Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
You love hunting season. You've camouflaged yourself to blend in with your surroundings, but you're still searching for the best place to hide. Even if it takes a lifetime, you won't give up until you take down your target. It's impressive, really, that mouth cancer displays such dedication. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Did you think I was talking to you? No, I'm talking to the cancer-causing chemicals that damaged your mouth last year while you were dipping in your tree stand.
Ditch the dip. For help quitting, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW today.
I'm Dr. Lucas Bradley, specializing in neurosurgery at BRMC's new Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic. I wanted to be a part of this community where I see the best of big city medical care happening right here at home. Now it will no longer be necessary to travel long distances for treatment and management of neurosurgical issues such as brain or spinal tumors, degenerative spine disease, aneurysms, or epilepsy, to name just a few. Call the Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic at 870-508-7080.
KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot are proud to present Ashley McBride in concert Thursday, November 9th at The Shed on the campus of Arkansas State University in Mountain Home. Ashley was born and raised in Mammoth Spring and was recently signed to a major label recording contract by Atlantic Records. She'll be performing for the second annual Veterans Appreciation Event, Heroes and Legends. Veterans get in free. Order your tickets at theshed.com and don't miss Ashley McBride, November 9th, brought to you by KTLO Classic Hits and The Boot.
And we welcome you back to the Bombers postgame show. Matt Sharp joining you with one last Classic Hits 101.7 studio report as Mountain Home falls to Jacksonville tonight by a score of 14-10. It's a tough night for the Bombers this evening. They fall to 0-6 on the season, 0-3 in the 6A East. Speaking of the conference, let's take a look first what else is going on there. Searcy playing at Marion tonight. We have not ever seen a score update on that game this evening. Pine Bluff, who comes into this game ranked 8th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A, is up on Jonesboro in the final period, 35-21. And last score we saw, West Memphis, who's ranked 9th in the state overall, 3rd in 6A, is up on Little Rock Hall, 38-0. On the local level, have not seen a score update this evening on the game between Yellville Summit and Green Forest. Again, Panthers having a homecoming and looking to get their second win under new head coach Lucas Morris after defeating Greenland last week. Salem is at home tonight, and last we saw they were losing to Cross County 20-7. That was the score we had from the second quarter. Melbourne looks like at this point will be suffering their first loss of the season. The Bearcats trailing Clinton by a score of 26-12. That was the last score we saw from the third quarter. The Yellow Jackets come into this game ranked 5th in Class 3A. Marshall hosting Elkins this evening. Haven't seen a score update on that one as of yet. Last we saw, Mountain View was up on Greenland 28-14 in the third quarter. And Harrison, who is ranked 5th in Class 5A, ended up defeating Valonia by a score of 42-14. So it looks like the Goblins will stay in the Class 5A top 5. In the overall Associated Press top 10, number 1, Harbor, is losing to Bentonville by a score of 24-21 in the fourth quarter. Number 2, Bryant, is up on Little Rock Central 35-13. Third-ranked North Little Rock has invoked their mercy rule on Fort Smith Southside. The Charging Wildcats up 42-7 in the final period. Number 4, Greenwood, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 6A, has defeated Solemn Springs tonight in a 38-0 shutout. Number 5, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 5A, is up on the third-ranked team in 5A, Little Rock Christian. The game was close earlier, but it looks like the Bruins have pulled away. PA up 60-42 in the final period. Number 6, Bentonville West, is leading Springdale by a score of 38-29. Seventh-ranked Cabot, that is, will most likely drop out of the top 10 when the new polls come out. Not only did the Panthers get beat, they got mercy rule. The Wampus Cats of Conway defeating Cabot tonight 49-14. And number 10, El Dorado, who is also ranked number 4 in Class 6A, defeated Sheridan 49-14 tonight. Only one game we haven't mentioned yet in the Class 6A top 5. And in the third quarter, it is number 5, Benton, up on Texarkana 35-19. Looking at the Class 5A top 5 games that we haven't mentioned, Wynn was able to come back and defeat, by the way, the Wynn Yellow Jackets ranked 2nd in Class 5A. They were able to come back and defeat the Blazers of Valley View tonight 17-14. And number 4, Nettleton, was a 40-0 winner over Paragould tonight. Class 4A top 5. Number 1, Joe T. Robinson, leading Nashville 34-10 in the fourth quarter. 2nd-ranked Prairie Grove is up on Shiloh Christian, I believe. Yes, in the fourth quarter it is. The Tigers up on the Saints 28-21, so that game looks like maybe going down to the wire. Number 3, P. Ridge, is leading Gravett 42-28 in the fourth quarter. Number 4, Warren, was a 55-24 winner over Dumas tonight. And 5th-ranked Arkadelphia, it was leading Fountain Lake in the fourth quarter 64-7. Class 3A top 5 games that we haven't mentioned yet. Number 1, Prescott at home and leading Horatio, actually defeated Horatio tonight by a final score of 47-0. Number 2, Junction City was a 50-0 winner over Falk. 3rd-ranked Charleston playing at Two Rivers this evening. See if we can find the score update on that game this evening. And let's see what we've got here. Okay, this game has gone final as well. Charleston defeated Two Rivers by a score of 44-0. And number 4, Mayflower, at home against Rosebud. Fourth quarter, it is Mayflower leading the Ramblers by a score of 60-0. In the Class 2A top 5, number 1, Mount Ida, defeated Spring Hill tonight 57-7. Number two, Ryzen, actually defeated Hermitage by forfeit. Hermitage, from what I hear, may have had to cancel the rest of their season, but it officially goes down as a 13-0 win for Ryzen. Third-ranked Foreman playing at Lafayette County, and Foreman getting the victory 63-8. Number four, Earl, was able to shut out Rector 64-0. And number five, Danville at home against Magazine. Have not seen a score update on that one as of yet. So again, that's how it looks around the state and the area. And again, Mountain Home falls to by a score of 14-10. And that's going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and tonight's broadcast. For Brad Hallworth and Bob Bird, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you that Mountain Home Bomber football has been brought to you tonight on Classic Hits 101.7 by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Our Best Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, DQ, Goodyear Mountain Home Tire and Auto Service, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Locker Room, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, The Salvation Army, and Studio West Boutique. Join us again next week for more Mountain Home Bomber football right here on Classic Hits 101.7.